Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. It's DJ Gatsby, and you're listening to Who's Who, an African American Lit Blog Talk Radio show. We got a special guest tonight. Her name is Arnitra Dougherty. She's an author from Rockland County, specifically Spring Valley, New York. Arnitra, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello, hello, hello.
All right, hello, hello, hello. That's right. Good job to talk to her. Now, for those of you who are joining for the very first time, my name is Jeff Wilson, a.k.a. DJ Gatsby. I've been called the voice of Urban Lit, the book Pomona, Gatsby the Pomona, and a whole lot of other things. I've been a host of Who's Who, an African American Lit Blog Talk Radio for about 3 years now. And tonight, as I said before, our guest is celebrated author Arnitra Dougherty. She's here to tell us a little bit about herself, her book, and, you know, some of the other things that she's been doing. Arnitra, introduce yourself to everybody. Tell them who you are and where you're from.
My name is Arnitra Dougherty. I'm born and raised in Rockland County, originally Spring Valley, moved to Central Nyack, back to Spring Valley. I've been writing.
Oh.
What's up?
Go ahead.
I've been writing pretty much all my life. I never really took it serious, but some things are just meant to happen. And so here
right.
I am.
Well, all right. Well, I'm happy you took writing serious. You have a fantastic book. I didn't get a chance to leave a review yet. I've got your book. We're going to go over the book in just a few minutes.
Okay.
So you said you were from Nyack, New York, but you grew up in Spring Valley?
Yes, originally from Spring Valley, New York, and then I moved to Central Nyack when I was about 7 or 8, and then we moved back here in 93. But I've always been
okay.
a Spring Valley girl at heart.
How about, you know, I grew up in Spring Valley, so I represent Spring Valley to the fullest. As well as Nike, you know, I got a lot of friends over there, and you know, big shout out to Nike.
Yeah.
Get that out the way. You know, my people just think out in Nike, the whole Rockland County, Hudson Valley, you know, and I got a lot of love for everybody out there that been supporting me and everything I've done, you know, since I started doing what I do. Now, you a little about your family. Now, I saw that you got two kids. Two little boys, little girls. Tell us a bit about the kids.
I have two little boys. Kelvin, he's 9. James, he's 7. They're actually in the other room listening to me on the computer.
Okay. Big shout out to the boys.
Hey,
you know,
Kelvin. Hey, James.
Kelvin and James, your mom's doing big things out here. You know, she's doing big things out here. Real quick, to all the listeners, we were doing this show on Friday night at 6:30, but I decided to change it to Sunday night from 5:30 to 6, simply because I think I get more listeners and more people are really unwinding and relaxing for the weekend, rather than on Friday, you know, people just still trying to get home, trying to get back started. So, you know, big shout out to everybody who's decided to join me on the new day and time, you know, for this show. About your book, A Dream Teeny, you said you always wanted to be a writer. You had that itch to do that. Tell us a bit about the process and how you got started on the book. Did you have a dream? Did you have a premonition? You wrote a short story. How did you actually get to the point where you said, you know what, I'm going to start this book?
Actually, Dream Teeny started out as a short story. It was one of those things. I was at work on my lunch break, and I just started this short story, and I thought I was finished. I, you know, left it alone for like a week or so, and then I was like, you know what? Let me go back to it and reread it. I reread the short story and was like, you know what? I think I can keep going, and I kept going. It went two different ways, but then I was like, okay, the way that it went was what I was happy with. So this version of Dream Teeny, I was super extra happy with.
Now, I did a little research about the book. Now, did you release this book before with another publisher or another version a few years ago? Because I, you know, my research team, you know, we do our due diligence whenever we have somebody coming on the show. And I thought I saw a version of the book released in 2014. Was that your book originally released in 2014?
It was originally released in 2007. I had a backup, not a backup, but I had a part two to this book. And in the midst of promoting it back in 2007, 2008, what I like to say is life happened to me. I gave birth to my first child, and I went and focused in on being a mom, but I never stopped writing. And then my next son came along, and it was just like, okay, I got to get back on that path that I was originally on. And like I said, again, life happened to me again, where I became a single mother, and it was like, I have to get back on my path. I have to show my kids that when you want something, when you dream about something and you go after it, it can happen. You can make your dream a reality. And so with proving to them that I can bring my dream to a reality, I wanted them to also see that I never gave up.
Okay.
And so kudos
to you with that. You never gave up your dream, and you know, you stayed focused. Something I need to do real quick. If you're listening, hang on. Anisha, I'll be back in 2 seconds. I got to grab your book because I want to go over a few things, all right?
Okay.
So it's DJ Gaffney. Listen to DJ Gaffney Show, Who's Who Next American Lives, my guest Anisha Dowdy, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Somewhere, man. Look on the bed. Then you won't be able to look underneath all this stuff. Look over here.
Anisha, thank you so much for giving me that little break right there. Yeah, I wanted to go grab your book. I love the cover.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love the cover. It looks like you got a bride on there with the flowers, a nice strapless wedding gown, and the words Dream Team on Anisha's Johnny. Now, you said you originally wrote the book in 2007.
Yes.
And you re-released it this year, I believe in March, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any differences between the original version in 2007 and 2014? Did you rewrite, re-edit, add anything, change anything on the book?
I changed the ending.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's very important. That's very important because a lot of people who read books, that's the most important part of the book is the ending.
Yes, okay. I changed from the first to the second. I changed the ending. The first book still had a follow-up, and this book also still has a follow-up, but I just kind of made the ending more clear. Because the first edition wasn't so clear, but this edition makes it clearer.
Okay. All right. Now, I didn't finish the book, so I don't have any spoilers to add. But what I will do is read the synopsis for the book.
Okay.
And this is a synopsis on the back cover. And it says, 2 years later and 2 weeks away from getting married, Missy, I guess Missy is the main character of the book, receives a series of phone calls from an anonymous caller. And the anonymous caller turns out to be her ex-boyfriend, Jerry. I'm going to stop right there. When you go to the synopsis, it says 2 years later and 2 weeks away from getting married. So this young lady, Missy, is engaged.
She's engaged and
in 2 weeks
to somebody different.
And her ex from a couple of years ago pops up with the call.
Yes, they were actually, to give you a little backstory, they were actually high school sweethearts, college sweethearts. their lives took them in two different directions. And Jerry kind of misses Missy, so to speak, and he wants her back, and he's willing to do any and everything to get her back. But it's too late. She's engaged. What is a girl to do?
Okay, listen, and I understand that part of the synopsis. But, you know, as I kept reading, it says, with curiosity getting the best of her, Missy, well, she goes to see this ex-boyfriend to hear what he has to say. They actually have drinks, and she finds out that he's no longer married, and he wants her back. You know, and like I said, I don't do spoilers, but when I read that part, I said, okay, you know, I understand ex-boyfriend, closure, you know, give this, let him hear, you know, hear himself out, because, you know, until you read the book, you won't even understand how he got to be the ex-boyfriend. But she goes on a date. And, you know, I like that twist in the story. What's Missy thinking when she goes on that date, though?
She just wants to hear him out. Like, what possibly could he have to say to her? She just wants to go. Like, what do you have to say, bro? And she wants to listen. And so, you know, that chemistry kind of ignites again. And so she's caught up in a dilemma, like, do I go back? Do I get married? I don't know what to do.
Yeah, we skipped over a whole lot because you got to read the book. She doesn't end up that way. She actually tries to deal with what she's heard, the conversations that she had, and what's really going on, you know, with this dude. So, and I'm at the portion of the book when I'm finding out, you know, what happened, what she went through, and why she's even giving this dude the time of day. Now,
we get to
the part where she seems talking about dream teenies. Now, you have to explain to the listeners, what is a dream teenie? I mean, because I read it, I Googled it, you know, I went in the Hood Dictionary. I'm like, wait a minute. where does this word, I'm in Webster's, I'm in the Hood Dictionary. I'm talking to people I know, bartenders, like, yo, you ever heard of a dream teenie? And some people said yes, they said no. I said, well, I'm going to find out. So what exactly is a dream teenie, or what is Missy's dream teenie? Her intimate dream teenie.
It's a drink that I came up with. It's a shot of tequila, shot of rum, shot of vodka. You mix it up with your favorite. You can mix it up with your favorite juice, what have you. But it's one of those drinks that you take, that you have at the end of a long day. It's like when you just think things couldn't get any worse, they do. It's just like, you know what? Let me just have a drink and just go to sleep. But when you wake up, you don't know if the day before was just a dream or the day before was actually reality. It's one of those drinks that make you, when you wake up, you just wonder. It leaves you wondering, like, damn, did that really happen?
Okay. All right. So it's her go-to drink. It's something she mixes up when she decides to have a drink, relax, unwind. She's stressed out or whatever. So she, that's her go-to drink. And I get that part because, you know, like I said, when I read it, I figured, and it says her infamous dream teeny, that's the drink that she makes, you know, when she needs a drink.
Yep.
That's the drink that she makes when she needs a drink. Hello, everybody. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby. You're listening to the DJ Gatsby Show. My guest is author Arnitra Stouty. She's the author of the best-selling book, Dream Teeny. It's a must-read. It's going to be featured at DJ Gatsby Book Club Book of the Month for November.
Oh, my birthday month. Ow.
Okay, what is that? Virgo? Libra? What is that? Sagittarius? I mean, I don't know what it is yet.
No. It's Scorpio.
Scorpio. Oh, my goodness. All right, I'm not Scorpio. Listen, all right, Scorpio is coming. Scorpio is coming, and, you know, whatever. Anyway, like I said, DJ Gatsby with Anitra Jaji. Listen, if you want to call in and speak to Anitra's phone number is 917-889-2866. That's 917-889-2866. So, Anitris.
Yep.
What do you, wow, I'm going to put the number out there and somebody just called. Let's see what this is.
Okay.
All right, call it from 251. You're in the air. You want to speak to Anitris Dowdrey? All right, we got a call from 251-229. I don't want to read your whole number out. If you're out there and listening, you want to speak to Anitris, you're on the air.
Yes, I do. Hello, Anitris.
Hello, hello.
Hello, cousin.
Hey, cousin.
I am so proud of you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
You're welcome. So are we expecting a new book, or what should we be expecting?
Well, good question. There is a follow-up to Dream Teenie, and since my birthday is on the 14th of November, I will be releasing a book titled Pieces of Me, which is a collection of my thoughts and some poems.
I'll be waiting.
Wow, that's exclusive.
Thank you.
That's an exclusive. I didn't even find that out. Hey, cuz, how you doing? DJ Gatsby.
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. So, cousin, what's your name and where you calling from?
I'm Laura. Anitris calls me Lady, and I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, that's my state right there. I'm from Birmingham, Fayette, Alabama.
Oh wow, good deal.
I'm actually from Alabama, from Fayette, Alabama. You know, I grew up in New York, but I still rep to my state. I rep to my people down there. You know, and big shout out to all my people in Mobile. It's all love down there.
Thank you so much. Anitris, take care. We'll chat later.
Okay, love you. Thank you.
All right, love you too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Cool. Come on, man. All right.
That's how we do, man. I love to see, you know, love and support by family and friends who, you know, follow you, know where you're at, what you're doing, and try to be a part of you, of what you're doing, and contribute to your success. So, you know, kudos and hats off to your cousin. Big shout out to everybody down there in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have family down there as well, other than that? I mean, is that where your family's from, Alabama?
My mom, she's from Alabama, Sarah Land, Mobile. And my father's from Trinidad, but I have a lot of family still in Alabama. I have a brother in Birmingham. I have a sister in, she's going to kill me, but she's in Alabama somewhere. I'm sorry, Donna. And I have a brother in Birmingham and a niece in Tuscaloosa.
Why you going to put her business out there? She on the low now. You got everybody knowing that she in town, didn't call, didn't visit. I heard you was in Alabama. You didn't call me. That's what I get when I go down here. It's like, you down here, man. You didn't tell me you was here. You didn't come see me. So, anyway, back to the cousin on the low. Sorry, it's so good, man. Anyway, big shout out to my Trini family, you know what I'm saying, your dad and everybody in Trinidad. I got a lot of friends that I met from Trinidad and the Caribbean and West Indies, man. And so a big shout out to all my Trinidadian brothers and sisters out there. It's all love, man. Now, getting back to your birthday coming up in the 14th and the book that you're trying to release, you didn't even give me that exclusive. Like, you should have, I didn't even know you had nothing in the works that you was working on releasing anything. Now you got to talk about this upcoming book that you're planning on releasing, Scorpio Seed, during Scorpio Seed.
My cousin beat you to the punch.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. I'm known for exclusives when it comes to authors. I already know what book you're working on, what book you're coming out. You got to film something in the works, you know, leak it to me and I'll get it out there. So now, you have a book coming, you're working on a project, tell us about that book, the title, the content, what it's about, and you know, when we can, where we can get it at.
Okay, so I want my readers to get to really know me. And so I write personal things. I write my thoughts, I write poems, whatever I feel, I write. So this book is Pieces of Me, and it's a collection of my poetry that I've written, my thoughts, essays, based off of my teacher in life, which is love. And so I'm going to release that on my birthday. It will be available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com.
Oh, wow. Congratulations on that. Congratulations. What was the inspiration for this project? What's the inspiration for this particular book?
I just want my writers, I just want my readers just to get to know me just a little bit better, because I have I have a few different things that I'm writing about that I want to share, but I want them to get to know me on that intimate level, so they know where I'm coming from.
Wow, yeah, that's deep. I know a lot of readers feel that way. They'll fall in love with the author, they'll fall in love with the character, but they don't really get to know the person. And a lot
and
of
that's
times
what I
authors,
want them to.
And you're sorry, but a lot of times authors aren't comfortable with that, and they try to keep their personal life or their real name, the government names, and things like that, kind of secret. So kudos to you for wanting to do that. Now, I had a question about Dreamtini. Is it a romance novel? Is it a love novel? Is it urban romance fiction? You know, what category would you put that book in for the listeners who haven't read the book yet?
I would put it under romance.
Okay.
I would put it under romance. I think you don't have to be – it's just not black and white. It's for everybody. Once you read the follow-up, you'll understand the first book. And I think we've all experienced something similar to that.
Okay. Now, you said once you read the follow-up. Now, this book that you're releasing in November isn't the follow-up to Dreamtini, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, so I take it you do have a follow-up to Dreamtini. Is it part two? Is this a standalone?
Dreamtini has a part two. I think it'll be – we're working on the cover right now, so hopefully it'll be released at the end of the year, beginning of 2019.
Okay.
But in between that time, like I said, I want my readers to get to know me. And so the pieces of me, they'll get to know me and anticipate what's going to happen in part two.
Okay. Now, I think we have a mutual friend. I think her name is Dawn Michelle. She's an event promoter and booking agent. You know Dawn Michelle.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Dawn. Yep.
Hey, it's my Dawn Michelle. Listen, man, big shout. Good job, Dawn Michelle. Yeah, I've known her a long time, before she was even in this business, and a very successful young lady. I was on her page, and I saw that you did another radio interview. Was that here in New York?
Yes.
Okay, very interesting interview, man. Tell us a bit about that and where my listeners can check out that radio interview that you did.
I did that interview in May for Violators Unlimited Radio.
Okay.
They're on iaccessradio.com, and you would probably have to go to the archives to find that interview, and it was before Mother's Day. Or was it the Saturday before Mother's Day? It was either the week before Mother's Day or the Saturday before Mother's Day where I interviewed with them.
Okay.
It was a very interesting interview.
Yeah, man, big shout out to them. Thank you for booking you on that show. Big shout out to Michelle Butcher on the show. You did a great job on the interview. I was very excited about having you on mine after hearing that. And, I just wanted to share that with listeners. Who want to know more about you. Listen, I got another caller that's on the line. Let's see what this is. She has something to say.
Hello?
Can we get
hello?
Hello. It's DJ Gaffney Show. DJ Gaffney and guest artist Anitra's Jowdy. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
My name is Judith.
Hi, Judith.
I'm calling from Mount Vernon, New York.
All right. Mount Vernon, New York. Big shout, man. You got my money. You get a
look. Hi, I'm Chase. I just want to say congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
Yeah, I haven't really got a chance to, read all of it, but just looking at the cover, I know it's going to be very interesting.
It is.
I know it takes a lot to write, so I'm just so, happy for you, and congratulations. Keep on writing, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. You have a good evening.
You too.
All right, big shout out Judy from Mount Vernon calling in, DJ Gaffney Show. Thanks a lot, Judy, for calling in. And once again, everybody, it's the DJ Gaffney Show, author Nietzsche's Dowdy in the building. She done lit up the airwaves. She lit up the airwaves, she lit up the phone lines, you know, and she told us a lot about writing her book and the upcoming release that she has, as well as the sequel to Dream Teenie. Anissa, we're almost done.
Okay.
And well, that 30 minutes goes fast. I mean, I could have did a longer show. Or you're welcome to come back on at another time. I'm actually going to be filming interviews for a documentary that I'm working on called Who's Who in African American Documentary. I'm also working on a book called Who's Who in African American Literature. It's a compilation book of all the authors that I met, interviewed on my TV show, as well as I've interviewed on my radio show and on my WordPress blog. That book was originally released in 2014. I took it down because I had a lot of problems with it. Came out, just started publishing, and I had a lot of problems with the book. I wanted to make a book that was worthy of the authors that were in it. So I took it down.
Okay.
We're in the process of rewriting, re-editing, and re-releasing in 2019. So, you know, a big shout-out to me. So,
But wait. You said you got two more shows. There's two more shows that I need to be on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. So that's what I was talking about. But this is a live videotaped interview. Yeah, we're
going to give me a time and date. I'll be there.
You know. Yeah. So I'll be talking to you about that in the upcoming weeks, because
okay.
I've got a lot of people I've done on the radio show, but since I'm back in New York, just moved back here and got on track. I'm originally from New York, but I've been out of state, living out of state for the past, you know, about seven or eight years. So I'm back in New York, and I'm anxious to do live videotape interviews with people that I know here in New York. I lived in D.C. A few years ago. I had a public access television show where I interviewed authors on the air. So I'm trying to recreate that feel.
Okay.
At the same time, I'm creating a movie, a video documentary, and it's entitled Who's Who in African American Literature. And it's going to coincide with the book Who's Who in African American Literature. So, you know, that's what I want to talk to you about, because I'd like to have you featured in the book, and I also like to have you featured in that documentary that I'm going to be working on. But we can talk about that.
I'd love to be a part of it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Now, for all your readers and fans out there, where can they follow you at on social media? Is there a website, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram that they can follow you at, purchase your book?
Okay, I have the Dream Teenie page on Facebook. I have at Dowdy Writes on Instagram, at Dowdy Writes Twitter, momwritertoboys.com. That's my blog page. That's momwriter, the number two, boys.com. And the website will officially be up on my birthday. So I got two big things happening. Well, three. You know, I'm turning another age, another year. I'm older. But I have the webpage launching and the new book coming out on the 14th, and that's dowdywrites.com.
Wow, congratulations, man, on the launch of your website. Good thing that you, everybody knows how the internet basically powers the engine that serves anybody here for their anything that you need to know, you're going to find it online. Also, I know the book is available on Amazon, at least the Kindle. It's available on Amazon.
Yep, the Kindle
and
soft cover, and also available at barnesandnobles.com.
All right. So once again, DJ Gaffney, you've listened to the DJ Gaffney Show, author Anissa Stoudry. You did a wonderful job, young lady. Thank you for coming
on.
Thank you.
With
your upcoming book. Big shout to your boys. You know, keep doing your thing, man. Hold your mom down. She's a terrific, seems to be a terrific mom as a role model. Now, do you have any upcoming book events, book signings, release parties, or anything that your fans can catch you at here in the New York area?
We're working on that right now, and it will be announced before my birthday, on all of my sites, my personal Facebook, the Dream Teenie Facebook page, my IG page, and my Twitter page.
All right, cool. Listen, make sure you let me know, my company, WB Media Group, does photography, videography, and all media coverage. So I'll definitely be in the building covering that book launch, book release party, book signing, whatever it is you have. Please let me know. Don't give me that.
Oh, I definitely will. I definitely will.
Yeah, I'm known for being on top of the game, behind the scenes. Yeah. There's things going on in the book business. If it's happening, if it's popping, if it's trending, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, online or in person, your boy DJ Gatsby is always the one to check out. So everybody follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DJ Gatsby X. And also at Jeff Gatsby Wilson. Check out my DJ Gatsby's book club at djgatsby.wordpress.com. Check out my website, Who's Who and AfricanLiterature.com, and follow me again, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Anitas, we're going to shut it down. It's almost over. Thank you again, my sister. Big shout
Thank
out
you
to
for
Judy
me.
And your cousin from Mobile that called in, man. Any shout out to anything you want to say before we go?
Mommy, I hope you're listening. Thank you for listening. I love you and I miss you.
Isn't that sweet? And big shout out to the wonderful two sons of yours, too.
Thank you. Kelvin James, I'm coming.
Yeah, all right. Mine's almost done. All right. Listen, keep in touch. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I need you to please let me know about the upcoming book. Love to get a copy. Love to meet you in person at some point in time. To do that video interview for my documentary.
Oh, no problem. We'll get it popping.
All right, so everybody, don't forget to check out DJ Gatsby. Call me at 914-483-9496 if you need to speak to me about books or anything that's dealing with WB Media Group, photography, videography, and anything like that. Listen, don't forget to join me next Sunday, 5:30 p.m. Follow me and find out who will be my guest next week. All right, Anitas, have a great day.
You too.
A great week, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me again.
All right. Everybody, peace, DJ Gatsby. Thanks for watching the DJ Gatsby show.